The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. From the Fan Cave at NRG Stadium, it's Texans Late Night. It's football time in Houston. Tonight's guest, Jadeveon Clowney. And here are your hosts, Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu.
Once again to Texans Late Night. I'm Mark Vandermeer with D.B. Sidhu, and this is the show where we diagram every play that Texans will run tomorrow. I'm
kidding. That is a different show.
Yeah. That's a different show.
Actually. Oh, let me leave because that's not what I.
That's not what you do.
That's not really what I had in mind
that's
for this show.
That's not your job here, is it?
No, but you know what? I'm really looking forward to tonight's show because I wouldn't want to be anywhere else tonight. That's for sure.
Jadeveon Clowney on the program tonight. How about that? Jadeveon Clowney's our guy tonight. That's going to be fun stuff. I'm really looking forward to talking with him because, you know, number one pick in the draft. He finally gets out there last week. That was very cool to see.
He's always a lot of fun to talk to. Whenever we talk to him in the media room or after games, he's just so happy-go-lucky, and he's always full of smiles, and I love to talk to him about football and non-football stuff.
Well,
he's a really interesting guy, and we're heading back to the Carolinas this week, so
yes.
Perfect guest.
Yes, it's a perfect situation for JD because he's from a Charlotte suburb, actually, so that'll be fun stuff. Now, you mentioned the Carolinas. Well, another guy from the Carolinas would be one DeAndre Hopkins. Had a big game last week.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about the starting quarterback this week. We'll get into that a little bit more. But Ryan Mallett says that he's looking forward to Hopkins playing, and he's got a nickname for him, too.
Yeah, it's like he's like Spider-Man. He throws the ball, and it sticks to his hand. So anytime you got a guy like that, you feel confident. You feel good about it.
Yeah, I like that. Spider-Man, DeAndre Hopkins, he catches everything. He's got the sticky hand. Well, that's actually, you know, stick-em references are old school. He's wearing the gloves.
Let's not go there.
It's fully legal, league. It's fully legal what DeAndre Hopkins is doing.
We have so many guys actually heading back to the Carolinas. I mean, we were talking about DeAndre, and then we're talking about Clowney, but also Jonathan Joseph.
Yeah.
You know, Rock Hill, South Carolina is not far from Charlotte, where the Texans will be playing.
A half hour away. A half
suburb.
Hour away. Now, they're going to need all hands on deck for this victory that they're going to get tomorrow. Now, one of them would be from the tight end position group, but that's kind of thin this week, DP. They need some help. And who could possibly give it to them? This is our Pump the Brakes moment of the week, presented by Brake Check.
Maybe. Yeah.
We know why they don't need a third.
You guys have a good day.
We're not going to see him do that, are we? Now, look, goal line situations I could imagine, but not like full-time, part-time tight end?
Not the number three tight end. I love how this team loves keeping secrets now all of a sudden. Everybody's just so secretive, and it doesn't really go over too well. Obviously, the quarterback situation, as we know, Bill O'Brien made a funny little quip in his press conference Thursday when he said that maybe his wife is the one that leaked it. He was joking,
I know. It's, you know, it's hard to keep secrets in this league.
It is really hard. There are a lot of people that know the answers to these questions. So.
It's also hard to keep everybody happy. You know, it's the first road game of the year. That means players have to get tickets, okay, for certain people in their lives that might want to go to the game. And you mentioned all the guys from the Carolinas.
Well, Jadeveon Clowney, he's such a character. He tried to play it off like this wasn't any more special than any other game. But when we asked him how many tickets he had to get for family members, it was a lot.
How many tickets you having to buy?
About 30, 40 tickets for this game. All my whole check gone.
Boy, he's got a lot of people to take care of for sure. You know,
his whole paycheck, his whole rookie paycheck.
Yeah,
gone.
Which might be a lot, actually.
Maybe, but
we'll
it's a lot of tickets.
Later, maybe. All right, well, let's bring him in here next, Jadeveon Clowney. You guys ready for a JD, huh?
Yeah.
Ready to move? Good stuff.
I'm ready.
But let's go away with this. It's our weekly item called Would You Rather, presented by Wingstop.
Would you rather have the power to be invisible or have the ability to fly?
Right now, I'd want to fly. Gotta fly. I can get home quick and go see my mama. That'd be easy. Don't have to worry with Southwest. Definitely gonna fly.
Fly. How come? That just seems more convenient.
I think I'd rather be invisible.
I think you can play some nice tricks on people and things like that. So I'd rather be invincible.
To fly, because if I could fly, I feel like I would be invisible anyway, flying over, you know, in the sky. So get too far.
Invisible, just because be in places you shouldn't be.
Fly. I would rather have the ability to fly for sure. I've been thinking about that for about 20 years now. So we'll see if it ever happens.